Book of Mormon Buddies by Christy Monson, based on a true story. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Tori swung her legs back and forth under her chair. Her stomach growled. She loved going to her new church, but sometimes she got a little hungry by the end.
What can we do to follow Jesus?
Sister Jameson asked the class. Tori put her feet on the floor. She sat up straight.
I want to follow Jesus,
she thought. Erica raised her hand.
We can read the scriptures.
That's a great idea. Our stake president just asked us to read the Book of Mormon every day,
Sister Jameson said.
Who will do that?
Everyone raised their hands high. Everyone except Tori. She raised her hand only halfway. Tori was a new member of the church, and the only member in her family. She had first learned about the church when her friend Erica invited her to primary. Tori still had a hard time reading the Book of Mormon on her own. It had lots of funny names in it, like Teancum and Anti-Nephi Lehi's.
I'm not sure if I can,
Tori told Erica.
I'll help you,
Erica said.
You can come to my house before school. My family reads scriptures right after breakfast. Then we can walk to school together.
Thanks,
Tori said. She was glad that Erica lived so close. Dad said it was okay, so every morning, Tori went to Erica's house before school. They read the Book of Mormon with Erica's family. Tori even tried reading by herself on the weekends. But then one day in soccer practice, Tori twisted her ankle. After a trip to the doctor, Mom helped Tori to the couch so she could rest. Then Tori called Erica with the bad news.
I hurt my ankle at soccer today. I have to use crutches for 2 weeks, and my mom has to drive me to school.
Tori swallowed. Her eyes stung a little bit.
I can't come over to read scriptures anymore.
Oh no, I'm so sorry,
Erica said.
I wish I could keep reading the Book of Mormon with your family.
Tori frowned at her foot. It was wrapped in white, sticky tape and propped on a chair in front of her. Erica was quiet for a moment. Then she said,
I have an idea. A way we can keep reading together.
How?
Stay by the computer before school tomorrow. You'll see.
The next morning, Tori got ready for school as fast as she could. But her ankle made it tricky. She got out her favorite green socks, but they wouldn't even fit on her foot. Tori hobbled to the living room and plopped into the chair by the computer. The computer made a beeping sound. It was a video call from Erica's family. Tori answered, and a blurry screen came up. Erica's face appeared.
We're ready,
Erica grinned.
Now you can still read with us every morning.
Tori opened her scriptures. She followed along as they read 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7.
I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded.
She smiled. She was doing what the Lord had commanded too.
Sidebar. If you are not reading the Book of Mormon each day, please do so. President Thomas S. Monson, 1927 through 2018. The Power of the Book of Mormon. Ensign, May 2017, page 86.
End of the story, Book of Mormon Buddies. Read by Kristen Hawkins, David Shaw, Salem Tullis, Margot Patello, and Wes Nelson.